you line up to be injected, you will find yourself very likely dead before very long. And this is the whole point. Vaccines have become weaponized. They are a kill switch vector for humanity. Remember, the globalists don't want humans to be around, at least not most of us. They want to depopulate the planet by 90%. All criticism of the vaccine industry has been banned. And any channel or individual or nonprofit organization that engages in any criticism, even if true, has been deplatformed, silenced, defamed, demonetized, economically sabotaged, and removed from both social media and search engine results. This now creates the opportunity for vaccine manufacturers to put absolutely anything into their vaccines, no matter how harmful. They could put radiological isotopes into the vaccines, and they could not be sued for doing so. They could put cancer-causing viruses in the vaccines. They could not be sued, and they cannot be criticized. They could release faulty vaccines with live viruses instead of weakened viruses, and they cannot be criticized, and they cannot be sued. In a world where the FDA has recalled hundreds of prescription medications over the years and many different vaccines for the harm that they were causing people, it is no longer allowable to say anything negative about any vaccine or vaccine ingredient. The entire realm of vaccine injury and vaccine side effects has now been completely whitewashed by a complicit media, a complicit Silicon Valley and the tech giants, as well as the scientific and medical establishments that are now colluding with the vaccine deep state to cover up the truth about how vaccines harm human beings. Keep in mind, this is all happening at the same time that the federal government releases quarterly reports documenting the number of children who are harmed and hospitalized and killed by vaccines in the United States of America. This is part of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which consists of a secret court that bypasses the regular court system and even sits above the United States Supreme Court. And in this secret court, families that are able to prove that their children have been harmed by vaccines have been given over $3 billion in financial rewards from this system that's funded by vaccines themselves. This secret vaccine court receives almost no publicity. The media almost never covers it. And the families of the vaccine victims who receive financial awards from the secret court, they're required to sign documents stating that they will remain silent, that they will not talk to the press, that they won't post on social media. And thus, the cover-up continues. No whistleblowers are allowed. No reporting is allowed. And no one is allowed to talk about toxic vaccine ingredients such as formaldehyde, MSG, antibiotics, mercury in the form of thimerosal, which is a preservative, aluminum, various adjuvants such as squalene, or other ingredients that pose risks to human neurology or fertility. That's right, vaccines that damage neurology are also, in many cases, causing spontaneous abortions and infertility in women. This crime against humanity now has absolute protection. No one is allowed to blow the whistle on the truth about what's happening with these vaccines, which means there is no longer any mechanism through which a faulty vaccine or a dangerous vaccine could be red flagged by somebody. There is no mechanism through which a doctor or a scientist or even a pharmacist could say, hey, we found a bad batch of vaccines that's killing children. That mechanism no longer exists. All vaccines must now be worshipped as absolutely good and absolutely effective, and as if they carried absolutely no risks whatsoever. In other words, the vaccine deep state has become an obedience cult. You are required to have absolute obedience to the vaccine fraud and the fake science of the vaccine industry. Otherwise, you will be silenced. Vimeo will silence you. MailChimp will silence you. Google will silence you. and so will Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram and every other website you can think of, even Pinterest. You will be silenced for daring to question the cult, the myth of vaccine safety. Now I ask you, why would an industry go to such great lengths to make sure that no one could criticize it? Imagine if we went back in time a few decades. Imagine if Big Tobacco were able to achieve absolute legal immunity for its cigarettes and nicotine products. Imagine if Big Tobacco were able to get everyone deplatformed who dared talk about the negative effects of smoking. Imagine if any doctor who said smoking is bad for you was stripped of their medical license or even fined $100,000, as recently happened to a chiropractic doctor in Canada. As crazy as that would be if it were applied to Big Tobacco, that's exactly what exists today when it comes to Big Pharma and their vaccines. You cannot criticize, you cannot sue, and anyone who tries to blow the whistle is silenced, if not attacked, smeared, defamed, deplatformed, economically sabotaged, and stripped of their medical licenses. That's what's happening today. Because remember, back in the 1950s, doctors said cigarettes were good for you. The Journal of the American Medical Association ran full-page ads that claimed doctors smoked more Camels than any other cigarette. In fact, the very same negative PR organizations that are now involved in pushing GMOs and vaccines in our modern era were the same groups, and in some cases the same individuals, that argued that cigarettes were not addictive and that cigarettes didn't harm anyone. It's the same junk science scam. It's the same people. It's the same tactics. But now they have achieved in silencing all criticism of vaccines in a way they never could have dreamed of when it came to GMOs or Big Tobacco. They have achieved now a dangerous precedent for humanity where no dangerous vaccine can ever be outed. No scientist can ever research the dangers of vaccines without having their funding yanked or their reputation destroyed. No doctor can question the efficacy and safety of vaccines without being eliminated from the field of medicine. And you might ask, why are they doing this? Is it because they want to save the children? Do you think that the same medical industry that performs millions of abortions a year and that pushes infanticide and post-birth abortion, that is the murder of children, do you think that industry is so consumed with saving the lives of innocent children that they have to force everybody to take vaccines that they claim have no side effects and no risks and that they claim always work? Do you think this is about saving the children? Of course it isn't. The vaccine industry uses children as human guinea pigs in medical experiments. That's why top executives of Pfizer, a vaccine manufacturer, were actually issued arrest warrants by the government of Nigeria after Nigerian children died in medical experiments carried out by Pfizer, testing their vaccines on innocent children. Vaccines are tested on African children and young African women of childbearing age all the time. Africa has become the testing grounds for big pharma vaccine manufacturers exploiting human beings as guinea pigs for their atrocious and inhumane medical experiments. Somehow they always end up in Africa. And then once they have the fraudulent data that they can present to the FDA, then the FDA says, yeah, you can inject that vaccine into children in America too. And guess what? Doesn't matter if you have any quality control, because you can't be sued and you can't be criticized. How is this not an incredible danger to the future of human health? You know, the CDC is to human health what the Third Reich was to human freedom. The CDC has no tolerance for any criticism of vaccines, even when the vaccines themselves often cause the outbreaks and promote the pandemics that they claim to stop. How come measles outbreaks are occurring among children who've been vaccinated against measles? Why do chickenpox vaccines say right there in the insert sheet that, watch out, after you get this vaccine, you can spread chickenpox to others for many days due to a phenomenon called viral shedding? Yeah, the vaccine inserts admit that, but almost no one reads them. And now no one is allowed to even write about what's on the insert sheets. because that would be considered a criticism of vaccines, and that is not allowed. So getting back to my question, why, you ask, why is the vaccine industry so aggressive? Why are they pushing so hard the vaccine mandates, essentially vaccination at gunpoint, in states like California, and now New York, and Maryland, and many others? It continues to grow and spread, this gunpoint medicine. Medical fascism is alive and well in America, and the vaccine industry is pushing it. What's behind this push to make sure that everyone obediently lines up to get vaccinated with anything that the government tells you should be in your bloodstream? Do you realize that they don't even tell you the ingredients in the vaccines before they inject you with them? They don't give you the opportunity to read the side effects sheet. And there's no law requiring informed consent. You're not required to read a bunch of disclaimers and warnings and then consent to this medical intervention. None of that applies to the vaccine industry. Again, because they have absolute legal immunity, so they have no motivation for quality control. They can have a bad batch, either accidentally or on purpose, and they can't be sued, even if their vaccines kill people, which they do, on a regular basis. How, you might ask, how can vaccines kill people? Well, it's very simple. And this is what I believe we're all being set up for. Notice that the rollout of the censorship about vaccines has been so aggressive recently, involving all the tech giants and the social media platforms and the search results. Everybody's being deplatformed. You can't talk about vaccine safety anymore. You have to worship vaccines. Otherwise, you'll have no voice because they don't want any debate. They can't allow debate. They can't allow facts to be presented that contradict the false narratives of the vaccine industry. But why? Well, the answer is very simple. You may or may not be ready to hear this answer, but as with many of the things that I talk about, it takes a few years for the masses to come to realize what's actually happening. For example, it was maybe a couple of years ago I started warning about the coming wave of tech censorship. And a few months ago I even warned that the tech giants would start censoring organics, natural health information. Most people didn't believe that would ever happen. They thought the tech giants were just censoring websites based on political content. They thought it was all about shutting down pro-Trump voices. Turns out, it's much deeper than that. And now, organic websites, natural health websites, nutrition websites are all being deplatformed and shut down across the board. It's here, just as I warned. And what I have for you today is a warning about something much bigger that's coming, a vaccine holocaust. And when you use the word holocaust, you have to be, of course, cautious, because the holocaust of history involved the mass murder of 6 million innocent Jewish people. It was murder by an insane fascist leader who had merged the power of government and industry and media all together. And science, by the way, the science establishment was pro-eugenics under Adolf Hitler. And Hitler taught his people, with a lot of brainwashing and indoctrination, he told them that they were going to become a master race by eliminating all those who disagreed with them, eliminating inferior races, eliminating those who he said were genetically inferior. And so they began to murder those who were physically handicapped or mentally handicapped. They mass murdered the old, the infirmed. Just being elderly was enough to get you killed. Or having a chronic degenerative disease, you would be killed under the Third Reich. And this, they said, was their way of building a better society. But they had to eliminate all opposition. And that sounds a lot like the vaccine industry today. In fact, it sounds like the science establishment today. Sounds like the Democrat Party, doesn't it? Eliminate all opposition. Silence those with whom you disagree. And then they push the murder and executions of those with whom they cannot coexist. That is exactly what's coming with vaccines. Vaccines are a vector for the mass murder of what the globalists call obedient, useless eaters, sheeple. People who the globalists see as stupid enough to line up and be injected with almost anything. They will be culled in a kill switch vaccination program. And the way it will work is likely something like this. First, there will be a planned outbreak, a release of an engineered bioweapon. We saw a practice run for this with the measles outbreak at Disney World a few years ago, which was used to push SB 277, the vaccine mandate, in California. Now this will be done on a global scale. An engineered bioweapon will be released in population centers in North America, Asia, Europe, probably South America and Africa as well. There will be calls for massive government funding of the vaccine industry to come up with a vaccine, and miraculously, they will have a vaccine developed in record time. Everyone will be required to line up and take this vaccine shot, except globalists will have something that gives them immunity to what's going into the shot. The shot itself will be formulated to kill people who don't have the cure as a separate injection or perhaps an oral medication. In other words, a pre-immunity to the vaccine bioweapon. So if you are politically connected, if you work for the UN, if you're at the high enough levels of society, you will be given the inoculation against the bioweapon. But if you're not one of those people, you will be part of the group that's targeted for mass culling. The kill switch for humanity, it's a hard kill. Laws will be passed demanding that everyone line up to be injected. People who are not vaccinated will be disallowed from participating in public transportation. You won't be allowed to board an airplane. You may not even be allowed to go to work. You will be denied a bank account or banking services. You will be stripped of your professional licenses if you are a doctor or a nurse or a pharmacist or even a daycare worker. If you refuse to be vaccinated, you will lose your job. This is how they will achieve compliance with perhaps over 90% of the population. Everyone will line up to be injected. And in this injection, they will, of course, feed more bioengineered weapons. There will be viral strains in there with long latency that are programmed to activate perhaps months later, after people have carried and spread the viruses to others, including their families, their children, senior citizens, co-workers, and so on. The long latency period, combined with high transmissibility, including the ability to be transmitted through airborne means, will result in perhaps over 95% of the population being exposed to this bioengineered virus. Then the payload arrives. The payload is when the virus reaches criticality in terms of the host's cells, and then it begins to shred those cells, ripping them apart, kind of like Ebola, but perhaps not as violent, certainly not as quickly. Incubation periods will be stretched out for many months, remember, for the purpose of allowing it to spread. Once the payload begins to express itself, you will start to see people dying, all in the streets, across all the cities around the world. Once that begins, the media will push a second round of vaccines. That second round of vaccines will be a shorter duration kill switch that will kill people within weeks, not months, perhaps days in certain cases. If you line up to be injected, you will find yourself very likely dead before very long. And this is the whole point. Vaccines have become weaponized. They are a kill switch vector for humanity. Remember, the globalists don't want humans to be around, at least not most of us. They want to depopulate the planet by 90%. Vaccines have been increasingly weaponized. The Catholic bishops, in fact, sent vaccine samples to labs in Africa and found that those vaccines given to young African women in Kenya were laced with infertility chemicals, HCG. These were United Nations vaccines. They were designed to cause widespread infertility and spontaneous abortions in order to reduce the population of Africans. Population reduction has always been one of the key goals of globalists. Back in 1971, President Richard Nixon's science advisor, and you can find this in a New York Times article, by the way, suggested that food being exported from the United States to Africa and third world nations be laced with infertility chemicals. And that wasn't the end of it either. Depopulation has been at the top of the list of globalists every decade since. Bill Gates, through his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has been funding infertility technologies. vaccine distribution technologies, and viral distribution systems, including the use of mosquitoes, insect-borne inoculation without consent. That's a Bill Gates special for you right there. These people don't want most of humanity to exist. Now, what they tell themselves, by the way, is that humanity is destroying the planet. They're not wrong about that, by the way, that particular point. Humanity is self-destructive. Humanity is a suicide cult. Humanity thinks short-term, not long-term. And if we continue on our current path, the way things are going, there is no question that human civilization will self-destruct. But the means by which globalists are going about what they think is saving the planet is really a mass killing, a mass die-off of humanity. They are now urgently moving up the timeline. To achieve this mass culling of about 90% of the human population within the next 10 to 15 years. That will give them enough time to replace much of human labor with automated systems, the rise of the robots. And as the human population is dying off during this period, it's notable that even the Second Amendment cannot save you. See, globalists have been trying to take away the guns for a very long period of time because they used to think maybe they could have a forced takeover of the United States, UN occupation, for example, flooding the borders and so on. They wanted to take away the guns from the American people, and they still do. But a bioengineered viral weapon cannot be shot with bullets. Firearms are useless. So by using that kind of weapon system, they bypass the Second Amendment. And by clamping down on the First Amendment, making sure that no one can speak out about the vaccines that are actually killing people, well, they've weaponized the First Amendment. And they've weaponized medicine. And they've weaponized the vaccine industry to be almost a biblical scale weapon of mass destruction against humanity. And this is exactly what they wish to achieve. This is the kill switch for humanity. It will appear as a bioweapon. You will start to hear headlines in the news. Oh, there's been an outbreak. Everybody hurry up and go get vaccinated. That will be the message. Note that if you are foolish enough to be injected following the big media push, if you are that foolish, you will likely die because the virus will be in the vaccine. A bioengineered weapon delivery system. And that's what they want of you. Again, remember, the globalists have already decided that anybody who's stupid enough to line up and be injected with unknown substances is probably too stupid to represent the future of humankind. See, I don't even know how much more I should say. But I'll refer you to a Scientific American article published in March of 2019. In this article, the writer talked about how extraterrestrials were likely far more intelligent than human beings, and that we as humans are foolish to pretend that there is not intelligent life outside our planet. That was in Scientific American, mainstream, conventional science. And if you actually look around the scientific establishment today, you'll see that discussions of non-Earth civilizations and non-Earth intelligences are quite widespread. That's because the globalists have actually interacted with non-Earth intelligences for quite some time. And see, the globalists have come to realize that Earth must compete in a cosmic ecosystem, or cosmic economy, you could say. Earth must compete. Earth must expand to more than one planet to be resilient, to have a redundant civilization. Earth needs to redirect resources into the sciences, research and design, defensive systems, faster than light travel systems, weapon systems, colonization technologies. Instead of spending all this money, as the globalists see as wasted money, on welfare and food stamps and entitlements and keeping the so-called useless eaters alive. You see, the governments of the world have come to realize that the current path of spending money on people is not sustainable. Every government will go bankrupt, including the United States government. Trump is spending more money than Barack Obama did, and Barack Obama was spending us into oblivion. The United States will go broke if the population isn't substantially reduced. The same thing is true with European nations and Canada, Asian nations, and of course, Central and South American nations are always teetering on the verge of economic collapse. It's the entitlements, stupid. The entitlements is what's bringing down the governments of the world and taking away money from the research projects that they see that they're going to need to be part of a cosmic ecosystem of intelligent civilizations that share technologies and that share communications and that coexist in a very dangerous universe, including civilizations that are far more advanced than our own. In other words, to put it simply, the globalists have decided that they have to eliminate 90% of the human population because they have decided they need to reinvest resources not into just saving the planet, as they claim, but into developing exotic technologies that will allow human civilization to survive contact with non-Earth civilizations. So that's the really big picture of what's behind this. In other words, it's kind of like Earth is a lifeboat, and this lifeboat only has room for so many people. And the globalists in charge have decided that they're going to have to throw 90% of the people out of the lifeboat, throw them to the sharks, throw them to the deep waters, in order to allow the lifeboat itself to continue to survive, not only to survive ecologically, but to survive contact with others. That's the metaphor. That's what globalists believe. And I'm here just explaining to you what they are thinking. 50 years ago, the globalists were trying to do this through infertility. They had a slow kill mechanism. They thought if they could achieve infertility through, of course, birth control, the push for feminism, the cultural destruction of the family, and the push for estrogen mimickers and plastics in the food supply, pharmaceuticals, weed killer, such as glyphosate, atrazine, hormone disruptors, and so on in foods and in medicines, they thought they could achieve a very high infertility rate. And they did achieve some of that. Sperm motility has been collapsing over the last 3 decades. And fertility in women as well has plummeted substantially. And there is a transgenerational toxic effect from exposure to these chemicals and estrogen mimickers and hormone disruptors. So much of humanity will be infertile 3 to 4 generations from now. But it's not fast enough for what the globalists want. They've become desperate. They've accelerated their schedule. They need to eliminate most of humanity soon, in the next decade or so. And they've come to realize there are very few options for achieving that. Biological weapons, from the point of view of globalists, have several key advantages. Number one, they can be engineered in secret labs in Africa. That's where they're engineered, and that's where they're tested on remote tribes to see what happens. Secondly, the origins of those weapons cannot be traced. Thirdly, they are self-replicating. So they can be released in one location or 10 locations, and then very quickly they find themselves through replication. They're in 1,000 locations. They cannot be stopped if they're released in adequately densely populated areas combined with high transmissibility and high latency. There will also be a few symptomless carriers along the way who will have some sort of natural immunity, and they will spread the disease to others through casual contact. All of these things are well known by epidemiologists, microbiologists, and virologists. So they've developed these weapon systems knowing that it can all be blamed on Mother Nature. See, if you nuke a country, everybody knows they were nuked. I mean, there's radiological evidence. But if you nuke a country with bioengineered weapons, people don't know what hit them. And the media can say, well, it's Trump's fault because it's caused by climate change. Seriously, that will be the narrative. Climate change, they will say, caused a shrinkage of the rainforest in Africa. And because of the increased pressures on the organisms in Africa, it causes animals that are natural carriers of these organisms to have increased casual contact with local human tribes. Those human tribes then carried the disease and spread it outside Africa to Egypt and Western Europe, for example, and then from there it spread globally. This will be the narrative that you will hear. It's caused by climate change, when it's actually a bioengineered hard kill weapon for humanity. So remember, When the day comes, when you hear about the pandemic outbreak and the media goes insane and says everybody's required to line up and get injected, that is the suicide line. If you want to die, then jump on in line and get that vaccine, and you will be dead within a year or two at most. Or you could choose not to get that vaccine. You still might die because other people are infected. But if you don't get the vaccine and you shore up your immune system and you use natural immune boosters, essential oils, you can grow your own herbs. You can use Chinese medicine that has been used in pandemics throughout history, even thousands of years ago. There are many things that you can do. You can avoid exposure. You can move out of the city and stop being exposed to the carriers who all got vaccinated and became infectious carriers themselves. It will be described as a zombie wasteland when so many people are infected and the government's running around putting guns at your head demanding you be vaccinated. When that day happens, you will know what's going on. They're not about saving children. They're not about enhancing or protecting human health. They're about killing you. They're about mass murder. They're going to carry out a Holocaust that is 1,000 times larger than the Holocaust that we know from history, which killed 6 million people. Now their goal is to exterminate 6 billion people or more. That's 1,000 times larger than the Holocaust of World War II. So imagine, if you will, 1,000 Holocausts happening all at once, all around the world. That's the vaccine industry. And defending that industry is Vimeo, Google, Facebook, Twitter, MailChimp, and all the others. They are defenders of the vaccine Holocaust. They are complicit in it. They are carrying out crimes against humanity. And even they may not know the full extent of this yet, but that's what they're doing. They're going to be part of the mass slaughter of the so-called useless eaters, which they will be horrified to learn. The category of useless eaters includes most people who work at Vimeo, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Snapchat, MailChimp, and so on. You want to talk about useless eaters? Just look at the cubicles of those tech giants. Those are the people who have no clue what's going on in the world. They have no clue about reality. And they are among the very first that the globalists wish to eliminate. Remember, the goal of the CDC is not to save humanity, but to annihilate most of humanity. And then they think that will save humanity. It's twisted. It's sick. It's psychopathic. What they have planned for this world is beyond a horror movie. And yet, it's a reflection of the history we've already seen. The mass killing of human beings. Democide. 262 million innocent people murdered by governments in the last, 100, 150 years on our planet. Government has killed more people than anything else, than any other cause. If you thought guns killed people, you should see how many people governments kill. 250 million people have been murdered by governments on this planet in the last 150 years. And they're just getting warmed up, just getting started. They can't afford to keep humanity alive, and they can't afford what they think will be humanity dragging them down. In their minds, they have to make sacrifices, and you are going to be the sacrifice they make. Stay informed while you still can. There will be a day when every website that talks about the truth about vaccines will be shut down, when the domain names will be seized by the government, where the DNS name servers will refuse to host NS records for domains that talk about the dangers of vaccines. So get this information while you can. There are a couple of sources I'll mention here. Number one, of course, Brighteon.com, the video truth website, the alternative to YouTube. Perhaps that's what you're watching right now. Brighteon.com. There's more vaccine truth on this video community than any other site in the world. Secondly, read vaccines.news. That's a website that I publish. Vaccines.news for as long as it's online. And thirdly, read naturalnews.com, which also covers vaccines, but expands its topics to many other areas such as clean food, heavy metals toxicity, avoidance of pesticides and herbicides, and nutritional cures and much more. Check it out at naturalnews.com. The vaccine holocaust will be unleashed on command, and you are its target. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.